Have you ever thought about what will be the enduring consequences of your life or what your legacy will be? When I am finished with my various tasks and roles in life, what lasting imprint or contribution will I have made? How will I be remembered by a friend, by a classmate, or teammate? More importantly, what lasting imprint will I have made in the lives of my family, my wife or husband, my son or daughter, my brother or sister, or even my father and mother? Will I have contributed to society, to the organizations I belong to my neighbors, to my country, to my fellow man? Upon death, will my legacy be that my life was worth something? And I left the world a better place than when I entered it? Will I have contributed to the betterment of mankind? Or will my life have been a detriment, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing? Will it be negative or positive? Will be celebrated or thankfully forgotten? You know, there is little doubt that most of us would like to leave a positive imprint upon everything we have done throughout life. We would like to leave this life knowing that it was a life worth living for. For it made a positive difference in the world in which we live. It is sad to think the opposite. For what a waste to live a life which did not contribute positively, and whose legacy was negative or at best non-existent. This would be a waste. A waste of our God-given life. The truth of the matter is that everything that we do, both good and bad, positive and negative, become a part of the legacy we leave, whether we like it or not. Mom, we need not be drawn into a state of despair over this, though. In our gospel lesson this morning, we are told about how our lives may leave the greatest legacy of all when Jesus talks about the glory of God. We discover that this glory is the very legacy of Jesus. The very legacy of every Christian. In his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prays about his glory, which is the glorification of God. He prayed, "I glorify you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do." This glorification can be found in everything that Jesus did and lived. He revealed God's glory in his teachings, from repentance to being honest with oneself, from motivation in life to life's rewards, from the distinction between earthly treasures and heavenly promises, from acts of kindness to self-sacrifice. From peace to all mankind, to peace that is found within oneself. From love to forgiveness. From the kingdom of earth to the kingdom of God. All of his teachings, all of his teachings pointed to the glory of God. Even his miracles and healings were a sign of God's glory for us. This glory was to be fulfilled and become known within hours that the prayer in Gethsemane happened. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Of course, Jesus' glory was not in the earthly celebrations or coronations or trophies or of accomplishments, of which the words are in our earthly existence. No. The glory for the Son of God would come in the most unlikely way. The cross. Suffering. Death. And then his resurrection. That is when the glory of God became known. This was the ultimate glory of God, God's eternal love, everlasting life with him. And then Jesus goes on to tell us about the essence of this eternal life. He stated, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. In this statement, we are given a glimpse into eternal life. The glimpse promises that we will fully know God and fully know this Jesus upon the death to this life. This acknowledges that while in our human form, it is impossible to fully know God and totally understand the real nature of Jesus. We are limited. We are limited by our human minds, our human thought processes and experiences. We are limited to understanding only that which we can feel and see and touch. We are limited by our earthly needs, our desires, and human drives. Therefore, we are only able to catch glimpses of God, for he is well beyond the physical world, yet is ever present within it. He is not limited to human thought, but is limitless in his being. All this is beyond human comprehension and logic. You see, his is of the spiritual world, that which is in all of us and within the world itself, that which surrounds everything, the spiritual world. But the legacy that Jesus left to mankind does in fact help us to get a glimpse into this God, a glimpse which we are capable to partially comprehend. It is a glimpse into him as a loving God. It was even a glimpse into the life eternal, which is the ultimate glory of God. Jesus' legacy is a tantalizing preview of the kingdom of God, God's ultimate glory for us. The amazing thing is that this life-giving legacy was left in the hands of a few chosen disciples, all of whom were just common mankind, like you and me. No kings, no priest, no intellectually elite, or no powerfully wealthy. Jesus gave these commoners all that they would eventually need to be able to continue the witness to his glory. This special glimpse into this glory of God was that they were able to actually walk and talk with God through Jesus. It can be said that now the classes were over, and it was time for graduation to the next level. So the gospel writer continues with Jesus' prayer. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me. And they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. And then he prays, know in truth that I come from you. They know in truth that I come from you. And they have believed you sent me. Now Jesus' mission was just about over, and his life fulfilled. His legacy, which would end up changing the course of history, needed disciples in order to be successfully carried forth. The realization of his glory was left in the hands of so few, so few. He said, I have been glorified in them, though. Those few who were left to proclaim his legacy were not left alone and unprotected. For he prayed, Father, protect them. Protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. And those protect the few who were to carry forth his legacy would find strength and support in their common mission. They would be given additional support through Christ's seemingly belated call to the Apostle Paul. Now, these few in number carried it forth, even though many would persecute, many of them would be persecuted because of their appointed mission. But you know, God never abandoned them, even in death, for they found God's glory in his eternal love. The legacy of Christ was not only kept alive, but it flourished. It spread to all corners of the world and lived on throughout history. Countless Christians have taken this legacy as their own and thus found joy and fulfillment in the ultimate promise of God. This is a legacy which has no end. And this is the legacy that we have received. To live this life in Christ, there is no question as to what our legacy will be. It is a legacy known by the love that we give. It is the most important legacy which we can live. You know, the singer Lionel Richie perhaps put it best. Quote, I think the whole world is dying to hear someone to say, I love you. I think that I can leave the legacy of love and passion in the world. Then I think I've done my job in the world that's getting colder and colder by the day. End of quote. You know, this love of God is a legacy of hope. It is a legacy which loves life as a gift from God. A gift from God. It is a legacy which knows the glory of God, and therefore it knows no death but only life. We can leave all kinds of other earthly legacies, money, things, possessions, but they will be short-lived and soon forgotten. But the legacy of passing on the glory of God will never die. And it will never be forgotten or placed upon the shelves of a buried archive. God's will is that each of us is to share the legacy of His glory, the legacy of His love and promise. It is there for us to live. And it is there for us to pass on so that others may find God's eternal glory. So the question remains for each of us. What will my legacy be? What will I pass on for future generations? And I guess it's up to each one of us to answer that question. And hopefully, it will be that love of God, that love for each other, that love for the gift of life that God has given us. That is the legacy which will survive. That is the legacy which will live. Amen.